This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Battle for Malaysia on BFM 89.9.
Uapagan Afrika Pagan with you. It is 7:04 p.m. Melissa Idris has stepped out to grab herself some food. So we have Sharad Kutan back in the studio. Sharad, welcome back.
I'm so happy to be here. I've had a bit of food. And I guess
I'm the only one starving.
Well, you know, looking at you, Uma, it would take quite a bit of deprivation before you get to that point.
Thanks. We've also got Cam Razlan from BFM 89.9's A Bit of Culture joining us. Cam, before we get to you, though, we've got some audio coming in from Malacca. Dato' Abdul Jalil Hassan, Malacca Chief Police Officer, is advising potential winning and losing parties to avoid chaos and excessive celebrations. Here is some audio of that.
Nasihat pihak polis kontinjen Melaka kepada mereka-mereka atau parti-parti mereka yang menang pada pihak hari ke-14 ini, ingin saya nasihatkan dari sudut keselamatan, tidak perlulah diadakan perarakan-perarakan untuk meraihkan kemenangan mereka. Setakat mereka berada di rumah dan boleh melihat keputusan-keputusan yang ada ditayangkan di skrin-skrin di rumah, dan ini sudah cukup kepada kami. Pihak polis memandang serius tentang perkara-perkara ini, dan kami mematuhi, sepatutnya mereka mematuhi sistem demokrasi yang sedia ada, dan mereka perlu menerima dengan hati terbuka. Dan pada pihak polis telah melihatnya, dan SPR telah menjalankan tanggungjawab mereka sebaik mungkin, telah menjalankan perjalanan PRU ini sebaik mungkin, dan tiada perkara-perkara yang boleh menjejaskan kredibiliti SPR. Jadi ingin saya nasihatkan kepada mereka-mereka, jangan cuba sesekali mencabar undang-undang yang telah sedia ada.
That was from RTM Melaka, Melaka's chief police, warning people to chill out lah. No excessive celebrations.
Yeah, the issue really, I guess, will be the conduct of the Elections Commission going into this election, all the way back to the redelineation exercise, also the question of the midweek poll decision. I think that's going to weigh on their integrity. So whatever is said about the conduct of the polls today, and there have been problems, I think many Malaysians will be weighing that whole package of decisions and and practices that that constitute the remit of the Elections Commission.
So earlier this evening, we had Carol Anwar tweet in and ask, you know, if you don't trust the EC, how and then yet again you trust them to count your votes, you know, macam mana ni BFM Radio? And I was like, well, I don't think it's a question of trust. I think it's a question. I think the point we're trying to put across is, if you are doing all of these things, I think you really need to be communicative and transparent. It's the lack of communication. Until today, we haven't got an explanation as to why it was a Wednesday polling day. I mean, whatever that explanation is, I think one should have been forthcoming, because if there's already a trust deficit, you want to do everything in your power to try and, I guess, allay even more fears. And that stuff we saw, I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric we saw in and around polling centres, that the public were just on hyper alert and kind of freaking out over the smallest things, right?
Trust deficit?
Trust deficit.
Choi, who are you people? Fake news. No, we have absolute faith, and always have had, in the honesty and integrity of our public officers.
Of course.
Yeah. I've watched an episode of Family Guy when the main characters told what irony means. And so, you know, it's explained to him, you know, that somebody comes out of the rain and they're soaking wet and they say, wow, what a splendid day. They're being ironic.
Or moronic, actually. That's difficult. It's the famous Alanis Morissette thing, rain on a sunny day or something?
Rain on my wedding day.
Wedding day. That
ironic.
Is not ironic.
Yeah.
That is merely unfortunate.
So, Cam Razlan, welcome to the evening. I was going to say welcome to the evening edition. It's not. It's just BFM's election programming. But, Cam Razlan, you spent this election season 11 days going to tons of ceramahs, not just, in, I guess, the Lembapantai or Segambut area. No. You went to Pahang. You traveled quite a bit.
The way you say Pahang. Far away. It was an hour and a half away, Bentong. It was remarkable, actually. Just every time I do actually love election season, because it's an opportunity to leave the city, go to strange places, and you're there for a specific agenda, and you see and meet people who are involved in the same story. And so we went to Bentong, incredible district, because the one parliamentary seat there, it covered, and we followed, We started off in a very old new village, very Chinese.
Right.
And then we moved to, drove, what, about 40 minutes away, high speed, to a Felder scheme. I've never been to a Felder
settlement
before. And it just felt so remote and isolated. But people were there and were animated.
And Cam, these were, I guess, not the mega charamas that we see photos of on Facebook. These were much more intimate affairs, weren't they?
Well, yeah. The first one in New Village was, I would say, there must have been about a couple of hundred people there. In the second one, you had the candidate. In our case, as journalists, we were following a Pakatan candidate. He was speaking to, well, was he speaking to anybody? I mean, there were like 70 people in the vicinity of the microphone, of the speakers. And then we finished off driving home, and we bumped into one final one with a candidate for the state seat who goes by the name of Rara.
That's right.
And she was speaking outside a coffee shop to, I don't know, about 70 people again. So you had very different concerns in each, from this sort of semi-urban to a very rural to semi-urban again.
I mean, what's clear is that, you know, other people might feel of us, you know, living in the Klang Valley, perhaps in a liberal bubble, that we too are kind of isolated and remote and, you know, and not in touch with their reality. I mean, the thing about Malaysia is that it's such a complex landscape, right? And many of the things, assumptions we make about our feelings about politics, our notions of what leadership ought to be, do not necessarily travel in a uniform fashion across
the... Not at all.
They don't, right?
Yeah. Also, we're within a single parliamentary seat. I mean, the candidate is having to create a message for absolutely diametrically opposite groups.
Well, you don't have to leave the state for that. I mean, if you take a look at Lumbapantai, exactly. For me, Lumbapantai is a really fascinating study because it traverses the spectrum, right? You've got the uber rich and the uber poor in one constituency. Also, you've got a whole bunch of police votes. It's really representative in many ways because all of the candidates, like you said, need to craft a message that appeals to everyone. You can't just have fancy posters and hashtags.
No.
Yeah, but you know, that's what the party or the national vision ought to be. It ought to be inclusive. You need to be a party. I mean, at least in a country like Malaysia, that addresses all these different demographic groups, all these different special interests, and say that the party has a program for everybody. The question is whether there's a coherence to it or it is just a laundry list of giveaways, which is what something we've experienced throughout the campaign period. Into the campaign period. And throughout the campaign period, and then topped off yesterday with yet more giveaways, and so that's one way of resolving it by saying, "Well, I'm going to give handouts to everybody," rather than having a vision that is inclusive and that speaks of leveling up everybody. Well,
yeah, but then you have voters there who are faced with the prospect of, I mean, you have a person who is an incumbent prime minister of a party that's been in rule for 60 odd years, so they're able to speak in terms of what they have actually given. So and then you have an opposition party that has not been in power, especially when we were in Pahang. I mean, they've only had a few seats in Pahang, so they're speaking the absolute abstract. These are promises very much for the future, and how do you entice them? Actually, what they were doing was kind of surprising to me. Was not promising the earth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's also this other way of dealing with it, which is to do the critique of the incumbent, to say this is where their gaps or, where the promises haven't matched up to the reality. If you speak to an audience that is suffering or perhaps feels that it's suffering from the high cost of living, then they will know that the rhetoric coming from one side or the other that says, you know, things have become better, you're much better off today than you were 5 years ago, and it's going to get even more glorious going forward. So people know their circumstances, right?
Yes,
they
yes.
might not understand the mechanics of their problems. I mean, because so much of our problems are global, or we're tied to the global economy. Mm. But still, they feel it, and you can tell people. You know, you can pull the the wool over their eyes so much in this regard.
But the messaging is interesting because nobody, I mean, at least the messaging from Barisan Nasional is interesting because they're actually pulling back from this idea of promising you the moon, right? I mean, even if you look at Prime Minister Najib Razak's announcement yesterday, his promises were very short-termist in that sense. Yeah, but also, there's a fantastic, I don't know if you've seen this, there's this great campaign video or Selamat Mengundi video with Khairul Jamaluddin and the actress Vaida Imran, and essentially it's the both of them kind of role playing. They're playing husband and wife, and it's a dramatic piece, right? And Vaida Imran's talking to Khairi about an ex boyfriend, and she says, "You ingat tak ex boyfriend saya dulu dia, you know, janji bintang dan bulan, right?" And Khairi is like, "Yes, but what could he deliver? And are you happy with that?" And she goes, "No, I knew he couldn't give me that, but you know, abang janji abang beri apa yang abang mampu." And this message of, you know, don't believe the opposition. They may promise you the moon and the stars, but BN will give you what they can. And that was, for me, a very unique message in that video because we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. Well, you know, except that in the run-up to yesterday's speech, there was and have been a huge amount of giveaways, including, writing off the debt of Ofelda, settlers who had bought FGV shares. I mean, it's that granular, the giveaways. And so, you know, by the last day of campaigning, what was left to give away except holidays and, tax exemption, so people who mostly don't pay taxes. So, you know, I think on both sides of the divide, in fact, there are three coalitions in play at this point in time, and that's discounting what Warisan is doing in Sabah. Everybody's been trying to entice the voter with some sort of promise of alleviating, the cost of living and their burdens.
All right. We've got some music coming your way. We're joined right now by Cam Razlan from BFM.
Am I singing or something?
No,
you're not told about this.
No, you're not singing. What? I know, you're the host of A Bit of Culture, but we're not going to make you sing, Cam. We're going to make Lou Reed sing for us. Great track. Welcome to Wild Side on BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9.
Sharad and Uma with you. This is, of course, BFM 89.9's election programming. We're going to be with you from now all the way until the last vote is counted and this election is called. Cam Razlan from BFM's A Bit of Culture joins us for a little bit of a chat. Cam, we've got a clip, actually. This one is Khairul Jamaluddin and a complaint he had about him and a few other politicians receiving a spam phone call today. So here's some audio from that.
Boleh kata setiap 30 saat end call, lepas itu call balik, end call, lepas itu call balik. And then ada masa dia call bertalu-talu lah. Lepas end call je, dia call balik, end call, dia call balik. Dalam jam 1:48 dia stop. So saya pun tak tahu kenapa. Dan saya difahamkan ada juga macam Dato' Rahman pun, dia Dato' Rahman Dahlan pun dia
kena juga.
Kena juga. Tapi saya kesal lah dengan tuduhan, sebab ada juga yang daripada pembangkang yang kena, lepas tu terus buat tuduhan ini kerja BN, sedangkan kita pun kena juga. So kita tak tahu sumber daripada mana. Mungkin ini serangan cyber daripada luar negara ke mana, saya pun tak tahu.
So that was audio from Utusan Online on the spam calls. We've seen actually opposition politicians also putting up clips, and the numbers are all foreign numbers, right? They're plus one, which is US numbers. They're Australian numbers.
One was from Antarctica.
Antarctica, and you can see the...
It has
the
a country code, the continent code.
It said Antarctica.
Yeah, because you know, your smartphones now tell you where it's from. And you can see the time codes. And what Khairul Jamaluddin saying was right. It's every 30 seconds, every minute. And essentially, it's like a denial of service on your phone, right? They just keep calling and hanging up, so you can't use your telephone.
It's very peculiar. It's a very peculiar story there. At first, I was hearing those coming from Pakatan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, okay, so here we go again. But then when the BN fellows were saying the same thing, that's very peculiar. If both sides of a Malaysian election are receiving these, obviously it's going to be something like the Harlem Shake, which everybody will forget about, or the ice bucket challenge.
Of course.
But it should actually be borne in mind and remembered and investigated.
But we're seeing, I mean, this is not something new, right? Yesterday there were attacks on various websites or denial of service attacks on various websites, so much so that if you went to certain news sites, you would get a message that popped up first saying, we're checking your browser for DDoS attacks, right? So there were some people who were prepared in advance, but I guess this is the new...
No, but is it, I mean, where is it coming from? If both sides are being hit, some foreign agency is doing this, and that's very peculiar.
But the question is this all kind of a red herring? And we are being distracted, our attentions and energies are being...
But of course it is!
...being redirected in order that other things can happen. And yes. This is the danger that, you know, yes, of course there are heightened emotions in the election and the run-up to it, and there will be even more emotions and passions being unleashed, you know, when the results come in. But we shouldn't be too quick to panic. I mean, it's easy enough to say this, but there's a lot of anxiety out there, and I think, and maybe hopes and fears, but the most important thing is not to, because I don't think these things really matter. I mean, if you're a politician, of course, and you're trying to organize your team, this is harassment. I mean, this is distracting from what you can do, but honestly...
Well, I agree entirely with you, Uma. I don't think you should be distracted by this, but Uma brought it up. He's the one who's panicking.
just call us both, Uma. Yes.
What did I say? Did you? Two Indian flares, one of them.
No, but you're right. I mean, I'm not
voting for you if you ever run for office.
It wasn't panic. I think it was just, it's an interesting note for me when I hear all of these stories coming up, because I just enjoy how we always find new and interesting means of distraction, new and interesting ways to wag the dog, right?
We're very on edge, you know? I mean, last GE13, it was very much the foreign voter.
The foreigner, right?
Very little mention. Because I think we all felt rather embarrassed by our reactions to foreigners. Although, that's not to say that such a thing is not an issue. But everybody's on edge expecting issues to arise. And many of them are going to be true.
I wonder how far back we can remember in terms of our feelings towards general elections. If you remember 2008, I know some people say they knew what was going to happen, but nobody did, right? I mean, Cam, you and I
were together. And it was
nobody knew what was going to happen, and everybody was taken by surprise. But those 5 years were 5 years of extraordinary excitement and enthusiasm for a game change in Malaysian politics. And so when 2013 roll around, it was heightened. I mean, people's expectations were running far ahead of the ground reality, especially for us in the cities who assume that everybody throughout the country thinks like us. And so, you know, and I think this time it seemed like there's been a pullback or there's been a sort of moderation in moderating in terms of expectations, perhaps.
Yes. Expectations down, hope up, though.
Ah, right, okay.
But I fear that... I think one of the considerations was, for this particular one, is there was a lot of indifference 4 months ago. And the whole kind of, dare I say that, Undi Rosat nonsense. Cynicism. And then... As you were saying, expectation down, but then when the election cycle actually began, hope came up, and now, I don't know, I mean, I went to many traumas, we all have, and we saw a lot of excitement, and it's hard to imagine that what we saw, whether or not we live in this KL bubble, that what we saw was not a reflection of some kind of reality, some deeper truth.
And I guess that is the question that's going to be on our minds until later tonight when this election is finally called. We've got news about P206, that's Tanjung Manis, the parliamentary seat of Tanjung Manis. And Barisan Nasional has taken the parliamentary seat of Tanjung Manis with a majority of 8,674 votes. That is Yusuf bin Abdul Wahab defeating Fadila Sabali of Parti Keadilan Rakyat.
I mean, what state is that in?
Sarawak.
Okay.
It's the state of Sarawak, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've got some music coming your way now. Cameron, thank you very much
for joining us.
But here's Lack of Afro when the sun goes down on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.